Before we get to this, we need to literally ask the person if they want to. So it's the proposal, right? So someone asked a bunch of people, a bunch of couples, what they would change about their proposal if they could go back and do it again. 50% said no, wouldn't change anything. So even if it didn't like go perfect, they were still like, you know what? It's fine. It's the little imperfections. That's what makes it unique and makes it special. But the other half would change at least one thing. The five most common things: the location, the delivery,
ooh,
having friends and family involved.
Okay, yes.
The weather.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And what was said.
Ooh, so you, that's gotta hurt.
So you know that I've said on this show before, I am not a fan of public proposals. Like
they make you cringe.
They really make me cringe. Like when people do it on a big screen at a sporting event or something, and the camera shows, and it's like puts all the pressure on, you know, her to say something. I mean, I don't know. It just makes me cringe.
And that's why you did it in a parking lot.
Yes.
On April Fool's Day.
Right. So Kelly's thrusting me into my story real quick. I'll give you it real fast. I had the ring on Valentine's Day. I didn't want to propose on Valentine's Day.
You thought that was too cliche.
My wife and I were living apart at the time. And so it was long distance. So when I would come in on the weekend, I would bring the ring. And something like I was like, man, I'm just trying to think of like a good time, a good place to do it.
Did you think the moment would present itself and you would just be ready?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that, you know, when it happens, it happens. And in the back of my mind, I kind of made like a collage of us and put it in a frame and on a Polaroid picture. You know how they have like the little white on underneath the sure. Polaroid picture. I wrote, "Will you marry me?" on one. And I was like, okay, so that's a backup. I might give her this and just say, here you go, you know, and maybe that's my like proposal where I give.
Did you have a speech? Like, did you think at least about, all right, when the moment presents itself, this is what I'm going to say?
Now,
did you have that done?
Now, Kelly, you know that I like to wing it. A lot of times.
You sure do.
So I
you
didn't.
You sure do.
I didn't plan any sort of speech. I just felt like it was going to come from the heart.
Okay. So in the moment, you're just going to know what to say.
Yeah. So it turned out, you know, we went to see a band that she really wanted to see on March 31st. Well, we stayed past midnight. So now all of a sudden it's April Fool's. And so it's about 2 a.m. and the bar's closing. And I'm like, man, you know what? It's April Fool's Day.
Do it for the bit.
I could tell her not. And again, the only reason this worked is because I had been taking the frame of the collage of pictures and frame with me every single time I was going in to see her. And I was bringing the ring with me every place, you know? And so I was like, man, I'm just going to tell her this isn't going to work out. So we get out to the car. It's literally 2 a.m. outside of a penitentiary.
At any point, did you stop to think that what if she agrees with me?
My bit was, I'm going to tell her I'm going to break up with her,
uh-huh,
and then say April Fool's and
right,
everything's going to be great.
But did you think for a second she'd be like, you know, you're right.
And Kelly, I didn't have that thought until I legit started into the bit where I go, hey, I need to tell you something.
God, I wish that I'd known you back then so I could have stopped this nightmare and helped you pivot.
But see, no, Kelly, it wouldn't have mattered because I came up with that literally on the spot. That wasn't a premeditated thing, Kelly. I had a couple beers in me and I was like,
right,
you know what?
This I would have had to
gonna,
be near you at all times to stop that.
This
from
is going to be great. So yeah, so I said, hey, this isn't going to work out. And then she was staring daggers into my face.
See, it's this kind of stuff that makes me cringe.
And just absolutely confusion and going,
ooh,
what? And I said, but I did get you something. So I was thinking, all right, here we go. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to give her the collage. She's going to look at the collage and see the thing that says,
I got you a lovely parting gift. It's all of our memories. Thanks for those. Okay, bye.
Yeah. And she's going to look at it. She's going to see the Polaroid stuffed in the collage there.
Oh, I would have broken
it. That says, will you marry me? And then everything's going to be great. So
I would have chucked it over a fence.
So I give her the collage and she's not even looking at it.
Yeah, she's of course, staring, because she's blind with rage right now.
She's just standing there.
You're dumping her after you took her to see her favorite band. What kind of person does that?
Again. It wasn't premeditated. It was in the moment. It was April 1st. I was thinking, this is going to be great. Just like, she's just staring at me. And I'm like staring at her, and I'm like, look at the picture.
So she
looks down. She like literally like does a glance down, glance back up, and I'm like, you're not doing it right. And so
you blame her for it going sideways.
And so finally, I'm like, all right, it's literally been like 2 minutes since I started.
It feels like an eternity. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Feels like 2 years.
So then I say April Fool's, and I get down on my knee, and I pull out the ring, and she is still so confused.
Well, yeah, because like, she's going from blind rage to happiness. It's a very strange little roller coaster to send her on. By the way, Kelly from Crescent Hill is throwing lots of swears at you right now.
Yeah, no, and I understand, and I deserve it, too. And so that was... So anyway, so she wound up saying yes. And so that was our origin story.
Yes.
And so then later I was just like, I apologized to her for the engagement story and just said, hey, look, you know, I'm sorry. And she's like, you know what? I'm cool with it. I kind of like it now. That's our unique story.
There was an element of danger.
There was an element of danger. That I said, Kelly, I literally didn't think of until I started into the quote bit. And so,
because if it were me, I would have been like, fine, you know what? Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have chucked it over a fence.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It'd be done.
I know.
So, I'd be like, no, you know what? That's fine. Nope. You know what? I was going to break up with you first.
So I would think if I asked my wife to grade her proposal, now she probably would say A.
Okay, because, but in the moment, because, maybe immediately after.
Because memorable, and yes, there was a story to tell for the ages.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And over and over again on this show.
I mean, it literally can't escape me, so.
No, it really can't. And listen, Ashley said, if I could have my proposal done again, I'd want it to be intimate between me and my husband instead of around his whole family.
Mm, yeah.
I wish I'd even changed my clothes and did something with my hair. Ah. I was wearing sweats. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, no, I get that, Ashley.
Yeah,
1,000%
so,
I would agree.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So
you want to look cute because you know it's probably going to be documented with photos. A lot of people hire photographers to capture those moments.
But I will say the one thing that I had going for me is that we were both kind of dressed up because we were going out to see a band. So
great. Did you get it captured though on any sort of photographs?
We did get a photo after maybe like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Did you get someone drunk stumbling out of the bar and said, hey, can you take our picture?
I don't know.
Just got engaged.
I don't know. She's holding up her breakup collage.
Can you get that in there too? Right.
Let's hear yours and then what you would grade it, okay?
By the way, I grade mine as an A. Got proposed to on the air. Yay.
Yes.
By a knight in shining armor.
Right. You had the knight in shining armor coming in and proposing on the show, which, yes, not a lot of people can say. That's for sure.
Yep, that's unique.
All right, so 502-795-1997 is our number, and we'll let you grade it on the way next on 99.7 EJX.